Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Care of Carl podcast. My name is Mikael Wallin. I'm Care of Carl's style advisor and your host here at the podcast. The wristwatch is one of the cornerstones of any stylish man's wardrobe. This knowledge has rekindled the interest in fine quality mechanical watches among well-dressed men all over the world recently. And over the last decades. For these reasons, the topic of this episode of the Care of Carl podcast is how to build a watch collection. We should start to conclude that you do not need to own many watches to have a watch collection. There are also many definitions of what a watch collection actually is and for which reasons one creates it. Of course, some people collect watches for the sake of collecting them. Some big parts of valuable collections also spend most of its time locked up in bank vaults for safety. The kind of watch collections we will talk about here today is one built of watches that are bought to be used and enjoy often in everyday life. I hear way too often about men who have been given a beautiful premium watch as a gift for graduation or similar reasons, and who choose to keep it in a box only to be worn on special occasions. In my opinion, good watches are made to be worn, and worn well and often. Good quality premium watches are always a good investment, monetarily and financially. The level of quality of your watch also says a great deal about your style personality. A watch isn't necessarily more stylish because it costs a lot of money, though. There's an abundance of watches out there that cost a fortune only to be horribly tacky and cry to tell the world that you spent a lot of money. But you should always figure out, and it'll come pretty naturally to you who wants to invest in a watch, to just buy something that really appeals aesthetically to you. But there are some classical pointers to take inspiration from, and we're going to mention them shortly. The necessary starting point of any watch collection is knowledge. And if you've gotten this far, you probably already have a fairly good idea about which watches you like. And there are plenty of watch blogs and online communities where you can learn a lot from like-minded people and get learn more about the watches you like and are interested in. A great way to build a watch collection of good quality watches is to also to purchase vintage or second-hand. Safe places to start for this are trusted online sites like Chrono24 or like Vintage Rolex Forum. Do some research before you use these websites. And we also have an extensive post in Carl Magazine about buying vintage watches for those of you who are interested. Brands like Omega, Rolex, Cartier, Jaeger LeCoultre, Oris, IWC, Tudor, Montblanc, Longines, Sin, and Tag Heuer. They're good examples of watches that will give you great quality and also keeps great second-hand value. There are very many classical watch brands, but the ones mentioned, they're really common, and as I said, they have a great secondhand value on the market because there's a big demand for them. So they're most often a very safe investment. Some models of these watch brands even cost way more in rare vintage examples than they did as new items. As you gather knowledge about watches you like, a kind of subconscious plan will also start forming in your mind regarding which watches you would like to own and why. The kind of watches you like will have quite a lot to do with your personal taste and preference in many ways. My own approach to this has always been to own watches that complement the clothes I wear, and in most situations imaginable. A part of this is also knowing a bit about which kind of watches that can be worn in which ways and for which purposes. Stainless steel tool or sports watches like the Rolex Submariner or the Omega Seamaster Professional or Speedmaster Professional from Omega, for that matter, too, they give a very casual and active yet extremely stylish impression. No matter what clothes you wear, these watches will elevate the impression of your style. They are a great way to add a somewhat casual and laid-back touch to very formal clothing like business suits, at the same time as they're an unmistakable hallmark of style worn with more casual clothing. When you buy a steel sports watch, it's good to remember that a steel link bracelet in itself can cost quite a bit of money. This might be relevant if you buy a used sports watch sold on a leather or NATO strap. It might not always be easy to find the right steel link to the watch that you bought either, so bear that in mind if you buy used watches. Dress watches are slightly lighter, more delicate watches that often give a very dressed up and formal impression in themselves. Models like the Cartier Tank or Jaeger LeCoultre Reverso are good examples of these classical dress watches. Watches like these can be an amazing way to elevate and sharpen the style impression of casual combination for instance, jeans and an odd blazer. And of course, they harmonize beautifully with your suits and blazers as well. They're beautiful timepieces. To return to the way I've built my own watch collection as a sort of a starting point and perhaps inspiration, color has played a central part after the watch's level of formality. Here I refer to the color of the dial and the bezel, but also to the strap of the watch in the case it's not a metal link. I love wearing a watch with like a blue dial, steel bracelet, or a brown leather strap watch with clothes that harmonize with blue, brown, and beige. And I tend to mostly wear watches with black dials and bezels or black leather straps with clothes that are black, gray, or white in like a monochrome color scheme. Watches with white dials, they're very versatile and they harmonize with all colors of clothing you might wear. So it's a very good thing to bear in mind when you figure out which watches you want to opt for and what they look like. Some watch style nerdy fun facts are that the color of your leather watch strap should harmonize with the color of your shoes and the same way your belt does. It's definitely not a must, but men who know, they will notice, and many people tend to like to wear the colors that way as well. And it's also nice to wear a white metal watch if other metal details like your belt buckle or cufflinks are steel. And of course, you do not need to get a golden belt buckle or cufflinks just because you wear your inherited red gold Omega dress watch, though. But it's also one of those little details that creates nice harmonies. Following this logic, four watches I own myself are one Omega Seamaster Professional with a navy dial and a faded blue bezel and a steel link. I also own a black dial and black bezel Tudor Submariner from the mid-90s on a folded steel oyster link. A white dial steel bezel Cartier Tank dress watch on a brown leather strap goes with a brown and beige dress clothes, and then I also have my great-grandfather's 1930s Omega rectangular steel silver dial and black leather strap dress watch. One sports watch and one dress watch, both for black and monochrome combinations, and one of each for blue, beige, brown, and earthy ensembles. One quite profound experience when it comes to adding watches to your collection is that you'll almost never regret spending a little bit more on a watch than you initially planned to if you get the opportunity to make a really good purchase. So always bear that in mind when you're if you're hesitating and you get a really good chance to get a really good watch at a good price. Premium watches are always a long-term and often somewhat sizable investment as well, so a good way to reach the amount you'll need to spend on the next addition to your collection is to start an intentional watch savings account. Put away a little bit of money to that account every month. Even very little per month is way more than nothing at all, and before you know it, this money will actually have grown to a quite sizable amount if you're just consistent in doing it. It's very easy to become very fond of good quality watches, and maybe you turn out to be a one watch guy as well. That is a person who puts everything in one dream piece and just wears one watch that works with everything. But just finding out all these things over time is a pure pleasure in itself. We have a modest, slowly growing range of good watches at Caracal. Look through it and see if you find anything you like or just that inspires you. But otherwise, we advise you to surf the vast opportunities online to find your dream watches. But also beware of that there are an endless amount of fake watches out there as well. Knowledge will always be your best friend when you're buying your dream watch. And if the price of a watch seems too good or too low to be true, it often is that way too. So bear that in mind when you make your purchase and you're really excited about something you found. With these words, I, Mikael Wallin, say goodbye for this episode. And once again, thank all of you on the behalf of us, all of us at Care of Carl, for listening in today. Until next time, stay safe and stylish.